All right, this is some tough news. We knew it could happen, but news out as of yesterday that Alabama's red snapper season coming to an end this weekend. Of course, thank goodness it's this weekend and not earlier, because you have the 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo going on this weekend with the snapper jackpot, the Crane Bark snapper jackpot going on, brand new thing for the rodeo this year. To talk more about this, Director of Alabama Marine Resources and my buddy Scott Bannon. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So what happened here, Scott? All of a sudden, we were all looking forward to, you know, fishing through Labor Day weekend, and now you're telling us it's over Sunday.
Yeah, it was based on our harvest rate last year, on the effort that people put in. We actually probably should have gone past Labor Day, but this year people took advantage of the relatively good weather and the opportunities to go fishing, and we actually fished at twice the rate we did last year. And when you do the math of the days, it cuts the season in half. And that's where we are based on the preliminary landings that were through the week of 4th of July. And under the exempted fishing permit, you know, we said that we would hold to the quota and that we would close it when we were expected to meet it, and to show that we can manage a state program. So that's why we had to end up closing a little early. I'm sure that nobody's happy about that, but hopefully people understand that we still got to fish the 984,000 pounds of fish that we had asked for.
Yeah, I guess that's worth explaining to folks, too, how these things are calculated. And I mean, I do like the fact that you are taking weather into account. Under the federal system, they just said it'd be this many days, and it didn't matter if we were having a tropical storm or whatever. They just assumed we fished the same rate every day. You did take into account in weather, and obviously we just had good patches of weather and people fished, but give us the top number, the allowable quota, and then tell us how you arrive at, hey, we've hit the quota.
Okay. So we had the 984,000 pounds that we asked for under the exempted fishing permit. And each one of the Gulf states, we had to come to some agreement to reach the total allowable catch for the whole Gulf of Mexico. And so we said that last year we fished about 850,000 pounds or so. So we actually asked for a little bit more fish. And then we said we would use snapper check to monitor it throughout the season. And based on last year's numbers, we would get 47 days. We would make it through Labor Day Monday, give or take, since we'd asked for about 100,000 extra pounds. So we actually anticipated a longer season. Well, then we monitor the effort through snapper check and through our surveys, and we measure the fish. We count the anglers that come in. And what we saw this year was the effort was tremendous. Now, the opening weekend, there was a little bit of rough weather.
Mm-hmm.
The second weekend, that weekend of June 9th, was probably the largest number of people I've ever seen fish since I've worked here in 21 years.
I could back you up on that. there were a bunch of folks out of Dolphin Island, for sure.
And our numbers show that we average about 700, 800 trips a day, give or take. It was about 1,600 trips that day. It was almost double the average effort. And so when you get those opportunities, I mean, we had 1,100 more people per day fishing than we did last year. So our mission to provide access to people, in a way, was a success. Lots of people went fishing. They just did not get to go, or won't get to go, the same number of days. But people took advantage of it, and I'm proud of that. I'm thankful that people got to go fish. Naturally, I'd like to have a few extra days. It is an economic impact to coastal Alabama. But at the end of the day, we agreed that we would close when we met the quota, and so we are obligated to do that. We'll sit down and look at the 2019 season.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second, but you mentioned the economic impact. We've talked about it in the past on this show. I put out some charts about the impact, what it means for coastal Alabama when people are snapper fishing. But you gave me some numbers, averaging, 700 to 900 trips a day, but that one day of 1,600 trips. Has there ever been a breakdown of just the average, the average value economically to the state when somebody shows up at Billy Goat Hole and launches their boat and goes out and chases a snapper?
We have talked about trying to figure a method for that. We don't have anyone in-house with that expertise. If anybody in your audience has that expertise, we'd love to sit down with them and try and develop some numbers, because it is a hard number to track when you're looking at fuel, bait, hotel stays, meals, ice. I mean, it's a tremendous number of things, and so it is an impact. We definitely understand that, but we're looking at a long-term goal here. Is that we showed that we can manage the fishery under the state, so that as a long-term goal, we get a little bit more opportunity to manage it and maybe look at the numbers. You know, we're working to a pound. I don't particularly like that. I wish we were looking at numbers of fish, because the average size fish this year, in our preliminary numbers, it's almost 2 pounds. It's 1.7 pounds larger than it was last year. And so that means that you're actually going to catch fewer fish to reach the pound.
Right.
I would still like to work to a number of fish.
Well, let's talk about this going forward and looking at the 2019 season. I appreciate your time this morning, and I'm happy at least we get this through the end of the rodeo, Scott.
Yes, absolutely, and I hope people go out and have a good time, and I'm excited to see some big fish on the board.
Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, joining us. So there you go. News is Sunday. That's it for the 2018 Red Snapper season. We'll talk more about that on this weekend's Outdoor Show for sure. 729, Dr. Bill's on the way, and we check in with News 5 right now.